Flames from burning vehicles lit the underside of the clouds, and strobing bursts of gunfire lit the craggy surface of the Apashid Scar. A tectonic flatland of shallow canyons, teetering mesas and glassy riverbeds, it was a bleak patch of striated desert that stretched from coast to coast. Booming traceries of artillery pounded the southern ridges as blood-borne tanks fought through the winding gullies or hauled their bloated bulk over vitrified dunes on clanking, multi-jointed legs. Explosions shook the ground as a volley of shells slammed down in the midst of the Bloodborne, masterfully guided in by Sergeant Fordian's spotters. A dozen vehicles were vaporized in the pounding barrage, and only a single survivor crawled from the wreckage on fire-blackened stumps. As impressive as such destructive power was, it was a drop in the ocean against the Bloodborne host. Tellion counted at least 1,000 enemy vehicles, a creeping horde of diabolical war machines crafted by degenerate minds, twisted in ways too terrible to imagine. No two were alike, and each was a horror of blasphemous mechanized arts, abortions of brazen iron and flesh. Giant crawlers crushed the earth beneath their bulk, moving like blood-fat leeches across the sandy rock and leaving a trail of stinking engine fluids in their wake. Tanks with pulsating hulls that glistened like flayed muscle fired hideously organic cannons and blazed with weaponry that seemed grown rather than attached. Juggernauts of blood-stained steel stamped forward on piston-driven legs, braying their war cries from loathsomely organic horns. Shattered glass carapaces shawled them, flapping at their weapon mounts with the sound of a million windows breaking at once. Others resembled giant insect creatures, bulbous and glossy, with lethal antennae that spat fire and lances of destructive energy. From a distance, the battle engines of both the Atarq resembled escapees from a madman's workshop, but Tellion did not allow their bizarre appearance to fool him as to their capabilities. Facing the monstrous horde was a glorious host of tanks in the azure of the Ultramarines and the blue and white of the Defense Auxilia. Though outnumbered by nearly 3-1, the Imperial forces had angels on their shoulders. The Tellion took the first kill with his Stalker pattern bolter, putting a burst of fire through the fuel lines of a chittering vehicle that resembled a low-slung spider with mechanized legs and a bulbous turret that spat torrents of lasfire. Blazing fuel emptied into its hull, and the machine buckled as its crew died and the vehicle collapsed to the sand. Draco took out tank after tank with missiles fired through the weaker top armor of the more conventionally designed tanks. Zeno and Darius guided each other's sniper fire to take out exposed commanders, ammo feeds, and fuel lines. With Tellion's expert guidance, no shot was wasted, and Zeno put a kill shot through a cracked vision slit in the turret of a battle engine that might once have been a Baneblade, but which now resembled a mobile fortress of blades and gibbets. Whatever had commanded that monstrous vehicle died with that shot, and it was easy prey for the tank-killer vehicles of Antaro Cronus. With each kill, the scouts moved on, each squad firing only once from any position within the scar, taking advantage of the natural cover and speed to evade any return fire. The machine intelligences of both the Atarq's battle engines were cunning, and it took all of Tellion's superlative skill to stay one step beyond their reach.
Spider tank, 10 o'clock!
Zeno watched the vehicle through the scope of his sniper rifle.
Range 600 meters.
Engaging!
Draco dialed the range into his launcher as a missile fed itself into the breach. Tellion watched the young scout as he tracked the vehicle, depressing the firing trigger with a soft squeeze. The missile leapt from the launcher, arcing up into the sky like a star shell before turning the seeker head back towards its target. It streaked back down to Earth, a blur of phosphorescent light that slammed into the spider tank's topside. The warhead blew, and a searing plasma jet punched into the vehicle, instantly incinerating its crew and blowing the turret 10 meters into the air.
A fine shot, Draco!
Tellion slapped the scout on the shoulder guard.
Target of opportunity!
Darius's eye was fixed to the scope of his rifle.
Dead ahead, 1,000 meters.
Tellion knew they should displace, but crouched next to the scout and pressed his own sighted bolter to his eye, scanning the ground before him. He had seen armored clashes before, but was rarely this close to a tank fight. Scouts paved the way for the battle companies or harried the enemy from the flanks and rear. They didn't usually get this close to an armored assault.
We've lingered here too long. We should move to another position.
I know, but Darius rarely offers up targets without good reason.
Catan scowled, but nodded.
What do you have, Darius?
Command, Walker, by the looks of it, looks vulnerable.
Talion had to agree. Superficially, it resembled the Defense Auxilia's Sentinels, in that it was a two-legged war machine that supported a pilot's armored compartment. But where the Imperial Walker was a practical response to the needs of war, this seemed a ludicrous folly. Instead of an armored cockpit, the reverse jointed legs supported a sphere of blackened glass in which frothing amniotic fluid sloshed back and forth with the machine's bow-legged gait. Dozens of whipping aerials protruded from its rear section, and Talion saw something fleshy and fetal floating in the viscous suspension. Jagged runes were branded into its sides, and the embellishment in its workings convinced Talion that Darius was right to call it in.
Take it out.
Engaging.
The scout took a breath and let the air ease from his lungs, rather than expelling it with a force that might upset his aim. His rifle fed him wind velocities, ambient temperatures, local gravitational fields, and myriad other variables that would affect his shot. The rifle snapped as it fired, and Talion watched the walker as the blackened glass sphere hazed where Darius' shot struck. Cracks spread out from the point of impact, and less than a second later, Zeno's shot took the kill. The glass broke like a blister, and steaming liquid poured from the ruptured interior. Arcs of electrical energy blazed from the wreckage as a scrap of deformed meat and distended bone flopped out onto the sand, trailing a forest of copper wires and crackling input blocks. Talion didn't waste time by wondering what vile flesh alchemy had wrought such a creature.
Up! Good kills, but it's time we were going!